This is round five in the prelims of the 2021 NAQT Intercollegiate Championship Tournament powered by Letter One. This game pits Columbia A against Berkeley A. Best of luck to both teams. Here's toss-up one. During the term of this president, the Supreme Court struck down a North Carolina electoral map based on the shape of its majority black 12th district. A Supreme Court case decided under this president held that Congress exceeded its Commerce Clause powers by enacting the Gun-Free School Zones Act. U.S. v. Lopez was that is Columbia, Noah S.
Quentin.
10 bonus. Along with Daniel Greenberger and Michael Horn, this physicist names a type of quantum state in which three or more qubits are entangled. For 10 points each, name this Austrian whose pioneering work in quantum teleportation includes the 2007 transfer of a qubit over 144 kilometers between two islands.
All right. Maybe Rimmler.
Answer?
Our answer is Rimmler.
Anton Zeilinger. In 1999, Zeilinger and Marcus Arndt created a fraction pattern using these molecules. They have two bond lengths corresponding to 6-6 and 6-5 bonds.
Two bond molecules with two bond lengths. Gerhard, do you have any idea?
No. Answer?
Okay, go with your answer. Our answer is Cranibus.
I know these are Buckminster fullerenes or buckyballs. Zeilinger has also experimented with using entangled states in this field. Such technology is desirable because a quantum computer can theoretically break the RSA algorithm central to this field.
Cryptography.
Yeah.
Our answer is cryptography.
That's 10. Toss up two. A form of this concept from a distance appears in the Vita of Geoffrey Rudel. A group of 31 rules governing this concept, including one stating that is Columbia, Noah S.
Love.
15 bonus. This Canadian island's only mainland connection is via the Franklin Delano Roosevelt Bridge, which links it to nearby Lubeck, Maine. For 10 points each, name this resort island where Franklin Roosevelt fell ill with polio in 1921.
I don't know. What was it? Is it Mount Pleasant? I don't think that's right.
Answer?
Mount Pleasant. Our answer is Mount Pleasant.
Campobello. Campobello Island is in this bay separating New Brunswick from Nova Scotia, known for its extremely high tidal range.
What's that bay thing?
Not is this Fundy?
Yeah, I think it's Fundy. Yeah. Our answer is Fundy.
The Bay of Fundy is fed in part by this river, which forms part of the main New Brunswick border before emptying into the bay.
St. Lawrence, I think, right?
Yeah, go for that.
All right, so St. Lawrence.
St. John. 10 on the bonus, toss up three. Wow. An album partly named for these people claims that agony is the price that you'll pay in the end on its track, Domination, and asks listeners to live my twisted dream on Primal Concrete Sledge. The penultimate Face Melter in the first Guitar Hero is a song about these men in which a voice says, we're taking over this town. A 1990 groove metal song by Pantera is about these men from hell. For 10 points, Ed Bruce told mamas not to let their babies grow up to be what? Berkeley, Michael.
Cowboys.
10 bonus. In 2018, this player hit exactly 247 for the fourth consecutive season. For 10 points each, name this player who led all of MLB with 48 home runs in 2018. This outfielder and DH was traded to the Athletics in 2016.
Just Phil Fielder is, or who is this else?
I have a guess of Rodriguez, but answer? If you have an idea, sure, go for it.
Fielder, our answer is Fielder.
I know it's Chris Davis. Okay. Davis was traded to the Athletics from this team, which won the NL Central in 2018 and originally used Davis to fill in for a former MVP who had been suspended for using PEDs.
Like Milwaukee, maybe?
Okay.
Okay. I don't have anything.
Answer?
Milwaukee.
Yep, he filled in for Ryan Braun. While Chris Davis was hitting 247 for a fourth straight year, baseball's other Chris Davis set the MLB record for lowest single season batting average while playing for this AL East team in Maryland.
Orioles.
Yeah.
Our answer is Orioles.
That is 20. Toss up four. A member of this group painted a black maid smoking on a bed in a parody of Olympia titled The White and the Black and was called a painter of disquiet by a 2019 Met exhibit. A painter from this group depicted a long-legged feline in The White Cat. That is Berkeley, Rahul.
20?
Neg 5, sorry. One of its founders may have painted on a cigar box for The Talisman, a landscape inspired by Gauguin. Paul Cerisier and Pierre Bonnard were members of, for 10 points, what group of 1890s post-impressionists named for a Hebrew word for prophets? Columbia, Will.
Nabi.
10, bonus. Immediately before this concluding sentence, a girl claims that a man's fear of spaniels stems from his being chased by a pack of pariah dogs into a cemetery on the bank of the Ganges. For 10 points each, give this 7-word line an ironic appraisal of Vera Stapleton's creative powers that closes a 1914 short story.
Yeah, it's the open window ending thing. Romance at short notice. Okay, our answer is romance at short notice was her specialty.
That sentence ends The Open Window, a story by this British author who may have taken his pseudonym from the Rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam.
Our answer is Saki.
The Open Window was published in a Saki collection whose repetitive titles mentions these beings and super versions of these beings.
And super beasts.
That is 30. Toss up 5. In a novel by this man, the shooting of the blackmailer Louis Vanier leads the protagonist to find a photograph showing that Horace Bright was pushed to death by his wife. In another of his novels, the protagonist sneaks onto a Bay City gambling boat to get a message to Moose Malloy. This author of The High Window wrote a novel in which Vivian Sternwood conceals Rusty Regan's murder. For 10 points, what man's novels Farewell, My Lovely and The Big Sleep feature Berkeley Rahul.
Schindler.
10, bonus. At a 1596 synod in this city, leaders of the Orthodox Church in Poland submitted to the authority of Pope Clement VIII. For 10 points each, name the city, also the site of the 1918 treaty that ended Russia's participation in World War I.
Brest, Belarus now.
Answer?
Okay.
Brest.
Yes. The synod's participants include... Participants included this first Vasa king of Poland, who lost the Swedish throne when his uncle Charles IX revolted.
Is it Sigismund?
I'm not sure.
Answer.
Okay.
Answer is Sigismund.
Prompt.
The first.
The third. The anti-Catholic sentiment resulting from the Union of Brest boiled over in 1623 when an angry mob murdered Archeparch Josefat Kuncievich in this city in present-day Belarus.
So there's the tumult of Thorn.
I think that's that a city.
Answer?
Our answer is Thorn.
I know it's Vitebsk. So 10 points on the bonus. And this is toss up 6. A rare carcinoma of this organ occurs almost exclusively in people with at least one sickle cell allele. Damage to this organ can occur in the so-called triple whammy effect. The function of this organ can be assessed using the Krockroft-Gault equation or by levels of inulin. Rhabdomyolysis and Columbia Noah C.
Kidney.
10, bonus. Yep. Composer Mark Mellitz created a full score and set of parts for this work by transcribing a 1976 recording from ear. For 10 points each, name this piece that begins and ends with a pulse section based on 11 chords, each of which serves as the singular basis for one of this work's 11 middle sections.
Some minimalist thing. It sounds like Tintin Abbey, but maybe...
Answer?
All right, just Spinalium.
Music for 18 musicians, which is by this American minimalist composer have come out and different trains.
Our answer is right.
The first instruments to play in Music for 18 Musicians are piano and this pitched mallet percussion instrument. Reich adapted his piano phase for 2 of these instruments.
Not marimba,
vibraphone maybe?
I think vibraphone.
Answer?
Our answer is vibraphone.
It is marimba, actually, so sorry. 10 points.
Oh,
so this is toss-up 7. This country's joint stock company, Solidaire, has helped revitalize its capital city. Since 2019, its citizens have had difficulty withdrawing from savings due to a liquidity crisis in U.S. dollars. Colombia will.
Beirut? In Lebanon?
Yeah, that's 15. Bonus. Svante Arrhenius's son, Olaf, discovered the power-law relationship between these two variables. For 10 points each, name these two variables characteristic of a given habitat whose namesake curve can be explained by the theory of island biogeography.
Diversity and one other thing.
Size. Answer?
Size and diversity.
This is species richness and area.
Okay,
Island biogeography states that the number of species in a given area is maintained by an equilibrium between migration and this process. A mass example of this process occurred at the end of the Cretaceous period.
Answer is extinction.
The species area curve explains why this process causes a loss of biodiversity. This process is the splitting of an ecosystem into smaller areas.
Our answer is habitat fragmentation.
That's 20. Toss up 8. The first repetition of this song's head ends with a lick consisting of repeated F sharp G A triplets, followed by a high D, according to a transcription by Jamie Abersold. The melody of this song begins with the ascending eighth note phrase D G A B C D. This jazz standard in G major, a contrafact of How High the Moon, was recorded for Dial Records in 1946, the same year its composer wrote Yardbird Suite. Berkeley, Rahul.
Ornithology.
10, bonus. A character in this story throws a bottle of bromide at the postmaster, Mikhail. For 10 points each, name this Russian story in which Dr. Regine suffers a stroke and dies after absurdly being judged to be insane.
That's ward number 6.
Yeah.
Our answer is ward number 6.
This author of ward number 6 wrote such stories as The Lady with the Dog.
Chekhov. Our answer is Chekhov.
In this Chekhov story, the law student Vasilyev nearly goes insane after seeing the condition of the women in Moscow's red light district.
Any guesses, Coates?
This Arbat a story. I don't know.
Answer?
That sounds reasonable. Go for it.
Our answer is Arbat.
It's a nervous breakdown, or prepadoc. Okay. So that is 20 points, and this is toss-up 9. A 1979 book by this man labels social emulation of greater powers by lesser ones internal balancing. This man co-wrote a 1995 dialogue in which he advances the theory more may be better to promote nuclear deterrence in opposition to Berkeley James.
Waltz.
15, bonus. Nice. Laura Mulvey coined this term in her 1975 essay, Visual Pleasure and Narrative Cinema. For 10 points each, give this two-word term describing cinema's patriarchal identification of women primarily as visual treats and sexual objects.
Male gaze.
Male gaze.
Our answer is male gaze.
Mulvey analyzed the male gaze as rooted in this concept from Freudian psychoanalysis, defined as erotic pleasure in looking.
Libido? Libido? Or no?
Are you sure?
I don't
know.
Answer.
Well, that sounds, our answer is voyeurism.
Scopophilia. Okay. 3 years before the term was coined, male gaze was analyzed in regards to Renaissance nudes by this author and art critic in his 1972 book, Ways of Seeing.
Burger. Our answer is burger.
That's 20. So this is toss-up 10, last of the half. This man argued that human symbol manipulators should focus on effective use of formal methods in a SIG CSE talk titled On the Cruelty of Really Teaching Computer Science. This man coined the software engineering term separation of concerns. Building on the Bohm-Jacopini theorem, this man advocated for structured programming in a 1968 letter that suggests using loops for control flow. The go-to state, Berkeley, Rahul.
Extra.
10, bonus. In 1917, this man performed a classic one-pot synthesis of tropinone, a precursor to atropine and cocaine. For 10 points each, identify this British chemist who names a reaction that combines a Michael addition with an aldol condensation to make a six-membered ring.
Robinson? Like Robinson annulation?
Sure, okay.
Our answer is Robinson.
The Robinson annulation is used in the total synthesis of these compounds whose hydrophobic four-fused ring structure lets them cross the cell membrane and act as hormones.
Our answer is steroids.
In 1952, Robinson remarked that for its molecular size, this biomolecule is the most complex substance known, likely due to its bridged tricyclic CDE system. R.B. Woodward published the first total synthesis of this neurotoxic alkaloid in 1954.
What the hell?
Any guesses?
Maybe? I don't, that seems wrong. Maybe
answer?
That's my best guess. Our answer is tetrodotoxin.
No, it's strychnine.
Oh,
strychnine.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
So that is 20 points, and that's the half.
Oh, boy.
44.
And I believe we're tied.
Yeah, I'm tied 140-140.
All right. Good luck, everyone. Excellent game so far. Good luck. Toss up 11. Book 3, Chapter 15 of Herodotus records that the leader of a failed revolt against this empire drank bull's blood and died. The chief Inaris II revolted against this empire, which was assisted by the treacherous Columbia, Will.
I mean, it's just the Persian Empire.
It is for 15, bonus.
Well,
this author created the King Alfred Plan, a fictional CIA scheme to eliminate people of African descent that many people assumed was real. For 10 points each, name this author of The Man Who Cried I Am, who shares his first and last name with an author who wrote a novel about William Andrews's travels in the West called Butcher's Crossing.
Do you have any idea? Hart Crane, maybe?
Answer?
Lawrence is Bret Hart.
Say that again, please.
Our answer is Bret Hart.
No, it's John Williams, John Alfred Williams specifically. The Man Who Cried I Am fictionalizes the life of this author of Native Son.
Right, right. Yeah, our answer is right.
Another author named John Williams wrote this 1965 novel whose title character is an English professor from Missouri.
Francis Stoner.
That's 20. Toss up 12. This character claims that he seeks to prevent the fiend and to kill vermin after he is called a learned Theban. He declares, "The worst is not, so long as we can say, this is the worst." In a play's closing lines, this man says, "The weight of this sad time we must obey, speak what we feel, not what we ought to say." He disguises himself as the mad beggar, poor Tom, after being framed by his Berkeley, Rahul.
This is Edmund.
Neg 5, sorry. Framed by his illegitimate half-brother. For 10 points, what son of Gloucester is Edmund's half-brother in King Lear? Columbia, Will.
York?
No, it's Edgar. Edgar is his half-brother. So this is going to be toss-up... Where am I? Toss up 13. In these devices, the Fabry factor quantifies geometric effects. Holes for water cooling pierce copper plates interleaved with insulating plates that form a helix in Francis Bitter's design for these devices, which must withstand Lorentz forces. These components of mass spectrometers and electric generators can produce steady values of nearly 40 Teslas. For 10 points, what devices use a current to induce a field? And Columbia, Noah C.
Helmholtz coil?
Neg 5. Use a current to induce a field and have a name similar to a fundamental force unified by Maxwell's equations. Berkeley, Shahar.
Inductors, then.
I cannot take that. It's electromagnets. Electromagnets is what I
think. We're lodging a protest.
Noted. What was the answer? All right, that has been sent to the control room, and we are going on with toss-up 14. Okay. Toss up 14. The MFAC hypothesis asserts that civilization in this modern day country arose from a seafood economy rather than an that is Colombia, Will.
Peru.
15, bonus. Peru. During this author's time with the Experimental School of New Perceptions, he wrote the screenplay to the silent film, A Page of Madness. For 10 points each, name this author whose other works include Crystal Visions, a stream of consciousness novel inspired by James Joyce.
It could be Huxley. I have no idea.
Answer?
Our answer is Huxley.
Yasunori Kawabata.
Okay.
Kawabata's other experimental works include 70 very short stories, including a drastic abridgment of his novel Snow Country that are referred to by this term.
Yep. Our answer is this, Palm of the Hand.
A woman receives three letters from her estranged husband in a Palm of the Hand story titled for these events. Two Chikamatsu plays are titled for ones at Sonazaki and Amijima.
Our answer is Love Suicides.
Yes, that is 20 points. And I'm sorry, I need to take one pause here.
Go.
Okay. Toss up 15. According to Suetonius, this emperor spent hours a day catching flies and stabbing them with his pen. This emperor founded a legion named after his personal goddess, Minerva, and named himself Perpetual Censor to enforce morality. Tacitus records that this emperor, jealous of military successes against the Caledonians in Britain, recalled the general Agricola. The moderate Nerva succeeded. For 10 points, what Columbia, Will.
Domitian.
10, bonus. Saxo Grammaticus claims that this god traveled across the seas by riding a magical bone carved with incantations. For 10 points each, name this god who Saxo Grammaticus claims took the name of Odin and ruled Asgard for 10 years after Odin was banished. He may have been a god of archery.
So this was Oler, right?
I think so.
Our answer is Oler.
Oler is the son of this goddess whose golden hair was cut off by Loki as a prank.
It's Sif, I think.
That sounds right.
Our answer is Sif.
Uller is described in the prose Edda as the stepson of this god who is married to Sif. He is the strongest of the Aesir.
Sif? Oh, Sif is married to Tyr, right?
Answer?
Our answer is Tyr.
Four.
Oh, it
so
is four.
That is oh, 20 right. points.
That was dumb. Oops.
And toss up 15, 16. Toss up 16. A 1962 paper by Robert Layton, Robert Noyes, and George Simon announced both the discovery of the 5-minute oscillations in this layer and a typical scale of 30,000 kilometers for convection cell features in this layer, later imaged by Soho. The bottom of this layer has an optical depth of about 2/3. Absorption in this layer produces the Fraunhofer lines. Granulation patterns appear on, for 10 points, what visible surface at the base of the solar atmosphere just below the chromosphere? Columbia, NOAA C.
Photosphere.
For 10. Your nice. Bonus. The uppermost curve on this type of chart is known as the saturation line. For 10 points each, name this type of chart that depicts the thermodynamic properties of moist air. Concave up curves on this chart are contours of relative humidity.
It's not a PV diagram.
It's a weather chart.
Answer.
Our answer is PV diagram.
It's a psychometric chart.
Okay.
The saturation line on a psychometric chart corresponds to this temperature to which air must be cooled to become saturated with water vapor.
Yes. Our answer is dew point.
Because this temperature depends on the sum of latent heat and sensible heat from moist air, under the ideal gas approximation, its contours run parallel to enthalpy contours on a psychrometric chart.
What were they looking for?
I missed another point.
Another point? Triple point?
Answer?
Our answer is Bancroft point.
It's the wet bulb temperature.
Uh-oh,
so that is 10
right.
points.
That's...
Toss up 17.
Time out.
Sorry. All right. Okay. And we are moving on to toss up 17. Toss up 17. In a piece visually inspired by this object, Barbara Kruger asked, who is free to choose? A Keith Haring piece for the New York City Ballet depicts seven yellow figures dancing across this object. A controversial piece by visual artist Dred Scott placed one of these objects on Berkeley, Rahul.
An American flag.
15, bonus.
Nice.
A character really? With this surname disintegrates into a bunch of rats after being defeated. For 10 points each, give this surname of a corrupt archaeologist who steals the Jaguar's Eye jewel in a 2017 film. A similar character with this surname tries to kill Alan Parrish in an earlier film.
Alan Parrish? What? Jaguar's Eye jewel? 2017? Lara Croft,
answer?
Maybe? Our answer's
sure.
Croft.
Van Pelt. Van Pelt appears in two films named for this jungle-themed game that can trap players inside it.
Jumanji.
Jumanji, yeah.
All right, so it's Jumanji.
This comedian appears in 2017's Jumanji Welcome to the Jungle as Nigel, a guide in the video game. He played the band manager Murray on the TV show Flight of the Conchords.
Oh my God.
Wait, is it the guy?
I can imagine.
Someone from New Zealand.
Answer?
Yeah. It was YTD.
No, it's Rhys Darby. So
wow.
This is toss-up 18.
Okay.
This author wrote about a man named John sneaking into Freda Buckler's corral in the story A Night Among the Horses. A doctor named O'Connor, who brags that he once used a leech to bleed Catherine the Great, appears in a novel by this author in which a woman leaves her lover for Jenny Petherbridge. T.S. Eliot wrote the introduction to a novel by this author that depicts the couple Robin Vogt and Nora Flood in 1930s. Berkeley, Rahul.
Judah Barnes.
10, bonus.
Good.
For 10 points each, answer the following about the sociology of knowledge. This German sociologist pioneered the field with his book, Ideology and Utopia.
Mannheim.
Yeah.
Our answer is Mannheim.
In the elementary forms of the religious life, Emil Durkheim proposed the existence of these beliefs held by society that are irreducible to beliefs held by individuals.
Social facts.
Social facts.
Yeah.
Our answer is social facts.
Collective representations. This author advocated applying the tidal analytical method to systems of knowledge called epistemes epistemes in his The Archaeology of Knowledge.
Foucault.
Our answer is Foucault.
20. Toss up 19.
Clear.
Thank you.
Should be clear now.
Okay. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah. Hey, there was something in the chat.
Yeah.
I was just saying the Helmholtz protest was denied.
Thanks for updating us, Mike.
Yep. Toss up. In the English dub of the first Yakuza game, this actor voiced Goro Majima. In a game subtitled Heart of the Tiger, he portrays a character who delivers a Timblor bomb to the Kilrathi homeworld. This actor, who played Christopher Maverick Blair in Wing Commander 3, voiced a villain who injects himself with Titan formula in a 2009 game set in Arkham Asylum. In the Rocksteady Studios Berkeley, Shahar.
Hamill.
10, bonus.
Yeah.
After being sworn in, this cabinet member rode a horse named Tonto to his official welcoming ceremony. For 10 points each, named this former Navy SEAL from Montana who resigned in 2018 amid federal probes and accusations of unethical behavior.
Zinke, right?
Sure.
Okay. Sure. Yeah.
Our answer is Zinke.
While serving in this position in Donald Trump's cabinet, Zinke recommended reducing the size of such locations as the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument.
Interior.
Mm.
Yeah. Our answer is Secretary of the Interior.
Under Zinke's watch, this national monument in southeastern Utah was reduced by an unprecedented 85%, prompting an outcry by environmentalists.
His pinnacles and...
What would be reduced by 85?
Oh, nothing. Answer? Oh, no. Over James, what you said?
Our answer is Pinnacles.
I know, it's the Bear's Ears National Monument. That's 20 on the toss-up, or 20 on the bonus, and this is toss-up 20. After the family of a member of this tribe was killed, that man heard the voice of Usin say that no gun could kill him. This tribe fought a Confederate militia at Cook's Canyon and Tubac. A war with this tribe began after the Bascom Affair and prompted the building of Fort Bowie. A member of this tribe led three breakouts from the San Carlos Reservation and eluded George Crook before surrendering. That is Columbia, Will.
Apache.
10, bonus. At a 1913 ceremony for the completion of a project named after this area, the chief engineer said, "There it is. Take it." For 10 points each, the L.A. Aqueduct brought water to the city from what valley in eastern California whose farmers lost the California Water Wars?
Our answer is Owens.
The aqueduct was planned and supervised by this civil engineer who now names a scenic drive in the Hollywood Hills.
Our answer is Mulholland.
Mulholland's allies included this reactionary publisher of the L.A. Times whose home and office were the targets of 1910 dynamite attacks due to his union busting.
Our answer is Otis.
All 30.
Well, and so,
all right. So that is following a protest resolution. The final score of the game was UC Berkeley 255, Columbia 245.